Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from Glasshouse Country and Millennium News and The Sentinel, and here are the top stories in this week's papers. Over at The Sentinel, housing shortages in Kilcoy are under the spotlight, with locals warning supply simply isn't keeping up and with demand, and families are feeling the squeeze. We also are unpacking Moreton Bay Council's proposal to host Olympic rowing if the current venue in Rocky falls over, despite MPs insisting the event isn't moving. Plenty of politics to dig around in this one. And in more, soaring insurance premiums are being linked to the lack of town water, with fresh questions about why the issue hasn't gone back to a vote in decades. Over at Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News, the big story this week is the controversial approval of the Sunshine Coast-style Coachella festival site, which has been given the green light by the state government last week after the project was called in by Deputy Premier Jarrod Bleijie. Community opponents have labelled the decision a complete shocker, and we break down what it means for locals. In Biwa, the Rural Fire Brigade volunteers say they feel gutted and furious after being told they have to leave their long-time Roy's Road station. The brigade has operated there since 1990 in a facility largely built by community donations and labour, but it's being relocated to a new combined fire facility in the growing industrial state with volunteers arguing the new site is basically too small, less functional, and imposed without genuine consultation on them. And good news, some good news, after 26 years under Barung Landcare, the iconic Mullaney Wood Expo is set to return in 2026 under new custodianship, with the Rotary Club of Mullaney taking over the reins for the much-loved event. It attracts well over 10,000 people every year. It's been a much-loved event on the calendar up in Mullaney. And we've also got our very first ever Young Gun special, which is shining a light on the young entrepreneurs driving jobs and innovation across the region, so check that out. We've got both those papers, dozens of local stories. So grab your copy of Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News and The Sentinel this week, and I'll see you again on 101.5 next week.